They had it better economically, better politically, and they had it better religiously, as we're going to see. They had as I pointed out to you, Bovel had a deep-rooted religious Jewish life. So I'm not going to resolve that problem for you. I have no answers to it, but I'll give you a copy of the article next week, and you'll be able to read it, and it'll point out to you there are certain mysteries, gaps that exist in Jewish history that no one has ever been able to fill in. So we have to wait. The Kiyovo Elio, he'll explain to us what happened there. All right. In any event, Koresh gave permission to the Jews to return. Now, the Jews had what today we would call a shadow government, or a government in exile in Bovel. It was led by a man called Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was descended from the house of David. He was the king. If there would be a monarchy, if the Jews would be restored to Yerushalayim, and there would be a monarchy, he would be the king. And Zerubbabel, with a group of a few thousand Jews, came back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to start the ball rolling to build the Second Commonwealth. What did they find when they came back? They found the people who lived there that said, "You're not the Jews, we're the Jews." And those people were the Shomronim, the Samaritans. Now, how did the Shomronim get there? Again, the Tanakh tells us that when Sanherib, the king of Ashur, destroyed the 10 northern tribes, so Sanherib had a policy. His policy was that when he conquered a nation, he took everybody and moved them, and he brought in new people, because he said the new people have no attachment to this country. It's not their homeland. They are less inclined to be rebellious and cause trouble. The Gemara says, "Bo Sancheiriv uvilbul es olam." Sancheiriv homogenized the whole world, mixed it all up. Nobody is where they belong anymore. And the Gemara holds that to be such a truism that, for instance, you cannot say that anybody is from Amalek, or you cannot say he's from Ammon or Moab, so that if a goy comes to convert, right, so then you go Bosarov, we go according to the majority of the world. The majority of the world are not Ammon or Moab or Mitzrim or whatever, and therefore you allow them to convert. Because Bosancher Vavilvul Solom, even the people who live in Ammon or Moab are not Ammonites or Moabites, because Sancher moved everybody around. Into Eretz Yisrael, into the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, he brought a people from the island of Crete. The island of Crete is called in the Tanakh Kuta, and therefore Chazal called them Kusim, Kutim, from the island of Kuta. And they called themselves Shomronim because they dwelt in the city of Shomron, in Samaria. They came, they were pagans. They brought with them the Cretan gods. After they were in Eretz Yisrael, a little while, a plague of wild animals, of lions, descended upon them. And the lions used to eat them. So they had a meeting and they said that this plague of lions is because the God of this country is insulted that we are worshiping the God of the country that we came from. And therefore they all got up and they converted and became Jews. Now the Gemara has a machlokas, and this is a machlokas that lasted hundreds and hundreds of years, because the Samaritans were around in the time of the Mishnah yet. So we're talking about a 500 to 600 year problem. One of the important things that we'll see from all of this is that problems don't go away quickly in history. And that when we talk, for instance, about our problems today, the secularization of Judaism, reform, whatever you want to talk about, you're talking about, really, in history, fresh problems. It's only 150 years.